Hello and welcome back to The Meaning of Life. You're hosted by me, which is my identity. What I identify as is me. And we'll talk about that a bit later, okay? I believe that every story should be too long and it should be filled with context. I have a lovely pair of headphones. They're called the Sennheiser Momentum 2.0 Bluetooth over-ear headphones. And before you start getting a little glint in your eye and seeing dollars, don't bother stealing them. They're only on the resale value in that market on like eBay and Amazon. You get maximum probably I'd say about 70, 80 quid for them. If you want to steal my headphones for 70 or 80 quid, then go for it. But if you're going to do that, you might as well steal my laptop. That's worth a lot more. You might as well take my guitar, you know, like, do it properly, you know. So yeah, I have these headphones. They're Bluetooth. They're great. I love them to bits. But the thing is with Bluetooth is that you adapt to it very, very quickly. I love the convenience of it. I love how I can get up my phone, boom, on my headphones instantly, you know, great music. I got my speaker, Bluetooth. It's great. But you get used to it, you adapt, and it becomes normal. And then you go back to times like right now, when I'm recording on a little recording device, and to plug in my headphones to monitor the audio, I have to plug in my headphones. And I don't have plug-in headphones, so I bought a new phone, and I opened up the phone casing, and in the phone box, there were these cheap little earphones, like the little white plasticky things, and they do the job, but I don't listen to music through them because I don't hate myself. But yeah, worth the £200. And yeah, and I got a new phone too, so it's pretty sick really. But what that meant is that right now, when I just had to get these earphones out of my pocket to listen to myself, what that meant is that when I had to get these headphones out of my pocket to monitor my audio, they were in such a fucking tangle. And I just sat there, I looked at it, and I just started laughing to myself because I forgot the pain of having your earphones in a tangly mess, or cables for that matter. I just, like, I'm tidy-ish with my cable management. I keep everything streamlined. Stuff does break or fall down, you know, supports, but I try and keep my cables parallel to each other, like next to each other. I try not to intertwine them and loop them through each other, because that's what creates knots and tension and breaks things. But these earphones, you know, they're just like really cheap ones made by some Chinese kid in a factory, and hopefully now he'll get some bread because he's made a good pair of earphones. I really hope so. I've been painting today, and what I painted is a self-portrait, although it wasn't of, well, it was of me, but it wasn't a face or a human. It was a skyscraper going boom, right up in the sky. But it was covered in like grass, green moss, that kind of stuff, like a green wall. And I lit it from the bottom right from about 10 o'clock. So it's like boom, shining up like a, like if the moon was on the horizon, that kind of thing. Or if they got Batman's bat signal and shone it on a building. But like if it was not bat shaped, just like a light shape, like a circle, like a circle signal, like a light. Yeah, the sky is just complete black behind it, jet black, lamp black. Even there's the sea, which is like a deep, deep blue, and then a slightly less deep blue, because it's night time, and the sea looks kind of scary. On the coast, like on the ground, you've just got blobs of color, blobs of gray, blobs of dark red, brown, maroon, that kind of thing. Also, can we talk about brown? Because brown is such an interesting color, right? Right? Because brown is yellow. Like it can, like if you get yellow and put black in it, you get brown. But if you get red and you put black in it, you also get brown. Now, if you put blue and black, you also get brown. Now, I don't know if this is me being colorblind, because I am colorblind. I'm hella colorblind. That's why it takes me so long to do painting, is because I'm like mixing up these colors, trying to work things out. Today, I made a revelation in that painting. I managed to do. I was crafting, green, right, out of a lovely blue, like a nice what kind of blue is it, like like Chelsea Football Club, that kind of blue. It was that kind of blue, and I have an also a tube. These are acrylics we're working in. I have a tube of yellow, like cool, almost neon yellow, very very bright. I get this yellow and I get this blue, and I put them together, and I'm making green. Ooh, I'm making green. I did a gradient of color, where I had a base color mixed with yellow and blue to make a green, and then I had a slightly yellowier. I had a slightly yellowier green on top. Then underneath, I had a slightly bluer green. And what that meant is that I could make a kind of cyan teal thing, and I could also make a lime, fluorescent, like toxic waste green. You know, that kind of glowing green. Like, and I lined the side of the building with that. Just a very thin bit of that, and it really made it pop, and I really like it. You can see it more in person, because the photos I took don't really do it justice. I think painting for me is my purest, or one of my purest forms of self-expression. I kind of have a lot of trauma and a lot of issues, but what that means is that I've always lacked a solid foundation, and I've always lacked a confidence and grip on my identity, on my reality. And it's something I've been working on, through therapy and through that stuff, and for years. And it's a complex thing. It's a very A lot of people have identity issues when they go through trauma, and when they come out of certain situations, or they move, or everything changes. And it's a very common thing to, or even just anxieties from that kind of stuff. It's very, very common. Oh, the train's going by. Can you hear the train? There you go. But yeah, I've always had to be artistic, because it was my main way of expressing my personality and expressing myself. I didn't truly realize how important expressing yourself was today until I spoke with my therapist, and he told me. But I've realized that my whole life, I made it be through art. So, like playing the guitar or playing piano, painting. I used to be into football. I always liked playing on stage, performing, having that outlet. I always like people knowing who I am and knowing what I've made. And so I've also always been very expressive in that. And then it kind of shifted a bit towards painting, and also podcasting, photography, videography, all of this stuff. It's all expression. It's all kind of, because I'm still struggling to gather the bits of the fragments of my intellect and put them back together. And art and creation really helps me with that. So I think a lot of people have similar experiences, if probably not as intense as mine. But I just wanted to put that out there, because it's something I've been thinking about a lot. It's very difficult sometimes to know your identity, because identity isn't necessarily what you'd think it is. You know, it can be classic things such as your age, your name, the date of birth, where you're from, your parents, what you like to eat, what colours do you like, that kind of stuff. But I feel like, to a certain extent, your identity is also, it's as much a part of your expression as it is your absorbance. So what you take in and what you fully feel and love, that's your identity on its on one side, and on the other side, your identity is how you express yourself. And I've always had that first bit of being able to take things in, but I always lacked the other bit of being able to express the identity. I didn't lack really, I just kind of had a high appetite for it. And I still do. That's why I do things like make a podcast, you know? I wrote an essay a while ago about what truly is identity. Is it something that we have for ourselves, or is it something that's assigned to us by leaders and authority figures? And it was such a fucking brilliant thing to research and write, and I loved it. Maybe if someone texts me, if you message me somewhere, and let me know, and I can send you my essay if you want to read it. Basically, it was about how government-related authorities give out documents, right? They give out passports, driving licenses, they give out birth certificates, death certificates, they also issue divorce, they issue Oyster cards, they issue everything that proves that you are who you are and you have the rights that you do. Now, don't call me a radical leftist, but I personally don't love the idea that all of the rights that we're given and the privileges that we have, which we're slowly being stripped away. I don't like the idea that all of these privileges we have are granted to us on conditions and on documents that are given by authorities. And so that is, to a lot of people, that is a forced identity. I kind of wrote the essay on how ethical is that? Is that really how identity should be governed, or should it be your favourite band and what shoes you wear? I want to say that this has been the first episode of many, because I really hope it will. I know that a lot of you guys haven't heard from me in a while because I've been away pondering the meaning of life, which is code for having a major depressive episode and existential crisis. But I move out into my new home in 3 weeks' time, and I'm gonna be with my plants, and everything is gonna be okay. Let this be a time capsule. And I just want to say thank you so much for listening. If you've come back, or if you're a new listener, just hit the follow thingy, hit the bell, hit the ding dong. Don't hit my fucking ding dong, please don't do it. Just hit the bell. That not the end, just like the top. Hit the bell top and press a like. Thank you.